glad to be with you. We are God's covenant church. We are the church of God, and we are established in the Word. We understand that the Word is 10 precepts. We abide by God's Word. We're glad for our leadership going on, our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took. They were holy ministers of God. They're in the bosom of God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Let me talk about being born again, not of corruptible seed. In other words, not according to man's tradition, but the pure Word of God. Our Deacon Batiste, our Elder Batiste, has a song.
Let's God be undefiled.
commandment.
Yes.
The breath of life.
Yes.
Thank God for Nick and Debbie. Make these announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Jason. We are looking forward to get your letters, your correspondence. Call us. We'd like to talk with you. We'd like to know how you feel about the broadcast and what we have to say and sing about here. Our sister Tatum has a poem. We hope you're enjoying the songs, the testimonies, the poems that we have for you, and above all, the Word of God. At this time, our sister Tatum, accompanied by our elder, Miles.
Being thankful for salvation this day. Oh Lord, I thank you for this day that you blessed me to see. It hope is one that holds great beauty since you came and set me free. No matter what the season be, no matter what the weather, my soul rejoices in peace and joy, in sunshine, rain, or whatever. It's not always such a pleasure to remember from whence you came, but I'll never forget I was once in sin, and now I'm born again. This is why, oh Lord, I'm so thankful, so grateful for this day. In it are blessings, small or great, and I love it, come what may. You've made my life a joy. It's such a sheer delight to enjoy a day and what it brings when the soul inside is right. I can never thank you enough this day for bringing me out of sin.
Thank God.
And with your mighty, mighty power, I'll never go back in.
That's beautiful. Thank God for our sister Tatum.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed that point.
Yes.
She speaks sincerely from the heart.
Yes, she does.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture.
Yes.
And I believe the scripture above what the traditions of men say. Let's go to St. John 3 and 1. The scripture says you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. The scripture says you must be born again to see the kingdom. And there have been a lot of people born again, but they've been born of corruptible seed, and they don't know it. And I want you to follow me as I follow the Lord through the scripture. And let's believe what the word is saying. St. John 3 and 1, Evangelist.
There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God.
So many say they know that Jesus died for our sins. I knew that before I gave my life to God, and I believed it. But I also came to understand in living for God, faith without works is dead. So to believe God, you must obey Him and please God, or your belief or faith means nothing. And He said, this Pharisee, we know that you are a teacher sent from God. What?
For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.
What did Jesus say?
Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
So you may see miracles and you might see many wonderful things that is being done in one's life. But to see the kingdom, which means to see God, to see and understand God, the Spirit of God, His Word, you must be born again. Now, before I get into the actual thought, let's go to Genesis 5 and 21. Because it is all about being born again. And this didn't start when Jesus came. It started in the beginning.
That's right.
Well, I should say, it didn't start before he took on flesh. Because Jesus is in and was the beginning. It is the beginning. Genesis 5 and 21, what does it say?
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah.
65 years is giving you a timeline that Enoch lived. Then he begat
Methuselah.
Methuselah, what?
And Enoch walked with God.
And Enoch walked with God. That means he pleased God. That means he was in harmony with God. That means there was not sin in his life. That means he was not corruptible. He walked with God. What?
And he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters.
Now let's go back to the 21st verse. Let's read the 21st verse. What does it say?
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah.
And Enoch.
And Enoch
lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat
Methuselah
300 years.
What? And begat sons and daughters.
Now that means after he begat Methuselah, after he became 65, he was born again. Because he began to walk with God after 65 years old. 24th verse.
And Enoch walked with God, and he was not.
What?
For God took him.
He was not because God took him. And he took him because he pleased him. But Enoch was perfect.
Yes.
How do I know that? What does the 6th chapter say in the 5th verse about Noah?
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
So that means even babies, their minds were evil. What is God talking about? Because God knew their beginning and their ending. It was evil continually. Now, I believe that.
Yes.
And if one say, well, the babies, they were innocent, you corrupt God's word. Because God is telling you their thoughts were evil continually. And man is anyone, male or female, whether they're babes or grown. Read.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth.
What?
And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth.
I don't think anyone refutes that there was a flood and that God destroyed the earth. Most ministers will adhere to that. But if you try to say there was a few left over and someone crawled into the ark besides Noah and his three children and their wives, you corrupt God's word. And there wasn't no rock men either. It's just like what the scripture says. You add or take away, you corrupt God's word. We want to be born according to truth. Knowledge, read.
Both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air.
What?
For it repenteth me that I have made them.
But what?
But Noah.
Noah.
Found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Well, they said grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. That's true. And they say only grace came after the cross. Because he died on the cross, grace came. Cross was not in this, not the devil's cross. But the word was there.
Yes.
And Noah found grace because grace is in God's word.
Yes.
What?
These are the generations of Noah.
What?
Noah was a just man.
What?
And perfect.
Now it says Noah was perfect.
In his generation.
In his generation. Now if you jackleg preachers say no one can live perfect, you're a lie because the word is telling you Noah was perfect and so was Enoch.
Yes.
What does it say?
And Noah walked with God.
So did Noah. If you're walking with God, it means you're walking in his word.
Yes.
You're walking in his precepts. You're pleasing God. Yes. That means you're perfect.
Yes.
You're holy.
Yes.
You're not corrupted with and by the devil. I believe that.
Yes.
Now let's go back to St. John 3 and 3. Let's read that again. St. John 3 and 3.
Jesus answered and said unto him,
what?
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Now, maybe you can't see what I'm bringing. Maybe you cannot see when the word says, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. Maybe you cannot see that righteousness is God. Maybe you cannot see that the word is the law. And that the law is the commandment. It's the same thing. Maybe you can't see there's more than one law Paul is talking about.
All right.
Because Paul was a Pharisee.
Yes.
There's laws of circumcision. There's a law for righteousness when you offer up a remedy after you have sinned against God's law.
Yes.
There's more than one law. But there's these ministers of today don't understand Phariseeism. They don't understand Paul, and they don't understand God. Read it again. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Let's go to 1 John. 1 John 3 and 9. Now let's believe what the word is saying.
Yes.
You can't even see the kingdom. That alone get in there. Because if you haven't been born again, you cannot enter into what you cannot see.
Right.
So many cannot enter into keeping God's word, which is his law and commandments, because they can't see it.
All right.
Because the ministers don't have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot believe in what you can't see or don't understand.
Right.
And this is rightly divided.
Right.
You have a choice to make. 1 John 3 and 7, 3 and 9 says what?
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
So if you say you are born of God, and another way of saying you say, well, we're just sinners in Zion, you are lying and you make God's word corrupt. You've been born of a corruptible seed because the scripture don't tell you that. The scripture says whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. What?
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin.
What?
Because he is born of God.
He can't, because he's born of God. What?
In this, the children of God.
I'm telling you plainly the definition of those that are born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest. What?
And the children of the devil.
That's how you know the difference between one that's living for God and one that's not. And if you don't know what righteousness is or what sin is, you don't know who's sinning and who's not. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. What?
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother.
So that's the same thing, because if you don't love your brother, that means you're not keeping God's commandments, because the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And if you keep God's commandments, you are doing righteousness. It's
yes.
The same thing.
Okay.
Let's go to 1 Peter 1 and 23. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I love God's word.
Yes.
And if you love God's word and his appearing, and if he's appearing in your mind, to the extent where you understand what I'm saying, you may be called a sheep. That means we please God and not the world. 1 Peter 1:23.
Being born again.
Now we want to be born again.
Not of corruptible seed.
Not of corruptible seed. That means the word they bring is not true. It's been corrupted with lies. In other words, they have added or they have taken away from God's word. Is corrupting God's word. It's a lie. And I have been born again of the pure word of God. And one time I observed Sunday and I was yet in sin. And it's not just about a day. I claimed the Lord as my Savior, but I was yet lying and stealing and doing all of the 10. I was against every one of them. I was breaking every one of them. I was born again, but of corruptible seed. But thanks be to God, I have been born again of the pure word of God. Being born again, what?
Being born again, not of corruptible
seed. Not of corruptible seed, what?
But of incorruptible.
Now God's word is incorruptible. That means it's true, yes. It can't change, and there's no sin in it.
All right.
Converting your soul. It turns you around.
Yes.
Not of corruptible seed, what?
By the word of God.
Not of corruptible seed, by the word of God, what?
Which liveth and abideth forever.
It lives and abides forever.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go back to 1 John 2:7. Let's read that again. 1 John 2:7.
Beautiful.
Let's read that. 1 John 2:7. Thank God. Brethren,
I write no new commandment.
Now, we've been born not of corruptible seed, but of the pure word of God. And so many don't know that the word of God is Jesus, because he was the word made flesh. Because he took on flesh, the word did not change. It never changed. It abides forever.
Yes.
And you've got to be born of the word. And so many don't know that the word is the old commandment.
Yes.
Brethren,
I write no new commandment unto you.
What?
But an old commandment which ye had from the beginning.
We had this from the beginning. What?
The old commandment is the word.
The old commandment is the word.
Which ye have heard from the beginning.
How plain is that?
Yes.
And I pray, God, anyone that's truly seeking God, God would open up your understanding. Read the 14th verse. What does it say?
From the beginning.
So somebody has always and always will know God. Know him from the beginning. What?
I have written unto you, young men.
Why?
Because ye are strong.
What?
And the word of God abides.
I believe the scripture says I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the scripture says to as many as received him, to them gave he power.
God.
So when you have the word, you got power, you're strong.
Oh, yes.
In you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in
you don't have. Read.
If ye know that he is righteous.
Wait a minute. We know that he's righteous. What?
Ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born.
How plain is that? If you know that Jesus is righteous, you know that everyone that is born of him is righteous.
Yes.
119 Psalms. 119 and 172.
All right.
Everyone that do righteousness.
All right.
Righteousnesses were as filthy rags until you begin to do righteousness. And doing righteousness means you're keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
119, 172.
All right.
What does it say?
Thank God. 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word.
My tongue shall speak of thy word, because God's word is the commandment. What?
For all thy commandments.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That means not taking his name in vain. All thy commandments
are righteousness
that you just read. We just read.
Yes.
If we do righteousness, we're righteous even as he is righteous.
Yes.
All thy commandments.
Mm-hmm. All thy commandments are righteousness.
1 John. 1 John 3 and 7. Let's go there. So it's all keeping God's word and not corrupting it, making substitutes where there is none. Who said the Lord is our righteousness? Well, if the Lord is your righteousness, that means the word is your righteousness.
All right.
And it's your righteousness if you keep it and do it.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yes. That's, in other words, be ye doers of the word and not just hearers only. Right. 1 John 3 and 7, what does it say?
Little children.
What?
Let no man deceive you.
So don't let these preachers deceive you. What?
He that doeth righteousness. Is righteous.
What?
Even as he is righteous.
Righteous just like the Lord. But now, wait a minute. Well, how could that be? The scripture says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.